Hi, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sitting here every night, Monday through Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. And we ask, is 3 hours a night or whatever you can afford? All right, it is a little after 9 o'clock. Sam Phillips is in with us, of course.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, the sexy Sam Phillips.
The cougar's on the prowl.
Yeah, Sammy, who's been with over 500 men.
Jesus Christ.
And counting.
Wow, that is sensational.
Over 500 served and thrilled.
Have you ever added up how big every guy is and see how many feet or yards?
Oh my God, that would circle the globe twice.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe not.
But let's say you've been with 500 dudes.
Times the average is 6 inches, seven inches.
So it's 250 feet. That's a football field, darling.
Thank you very much.
300 feet is a football field. If you are on the 20-yard line, you've banged the whole field.
Damn, that's more impressive than me driving like a Mercedes on my chest with the amount of surgeries that I've had.
250 feet is like a U-boat or a battleship.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't.
That's very rude.
Don't use that drop when she's here. Wait till she leaves.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. All right, Gina Grad with the news. Yes.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Timmy, what's that smell in here?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
I'm very hot, but I don't bathe all the time.
Oh, man. What a shot at slamming Sam, man.
That's terrible.
That is terrible. How rude.
I bathed for you guys today.
You bathed
today?
She
smells really good. Yes.
How often do you bathe? You don't like to bathe, do you? You hate showering.
Twice a week.
You shower twice a week?
Yeah.
Oh, boo-boo.
Yeah. Maybe three times. If I'm sitting with you, absolutely.
You will shower for me?
Yes.
Oh, that's
but
cool.
I don't get to sit with you that often. That's why I don't bathe a lot.
Well, then
if I sat here more often, I'd be clean.
Ah.
I'm just saying.
Sammy. All right, Sammy, please. Let's, you got to get on board with everybody else does it once a day. You know, just jump in there.
I don't like water.
I know, but can't they dry clean you or something?
It freaks me out. I do a horse bath all the time.
You do?
Yeah. Certain areas are definitely clean. Not every area.
When did the prostitute know she was raped?
I have no idea.
When the check bounced. All right. All right, slamming Sam Phillips. All right, Gina, what's happening in the news, baby?
Well, speaking of which, there are a lot of wonderful organizations out there that help people with various disabilities to lead a more fulfilling life.
Right.
Yeah, well, some people are taking their good deeds to a whole new level. It seems there's one such organization that is committed to helping the blind community enjoy the wonders of adult film more efficiently.
Wow.
Porn for the Blind is a foundation that explains pornographic movie scenes in full detail for the sight impaired. These people are no doubt very proud of how they contribute to society, and we have a bit of audio explaining exactly how things go down on their
end. All right, so this is, if you're blind,
this is what you can do to enjoy adult film.
Oh, all right, excellent. Here we go.
A young man knocks on the door, and a blonde woman, 20-something, in a pink blouse and a ripped denim skirt, she's tan, answers the door. Apparently she doesn't have any money, and so even though she's really appalled by the delivery man's behavior, she has no choice. She begins by performing f*** you, massaging her f***, and giving f*** to the man while he's wearing the pizza box, having sex from behind, missionary standing in suspended Congress, spooning from the side, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, more reverse cowgirl.
Sounds like international skating at that point.
Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, more reverse cowgirl. And finally, the man comes to fruition, but the camera blurs out, and the familiar Big Sausage Pizza logo covers the woman's face. It reads, "Join now, members see it all."
All right. Now, God bless the blind. They couldn't get a sexy woman to do this?
I was going to say, thank you. I was going to say, they went wrong with the guy voice.
Yes. I mean, porno,
no guy wants to,
porno's,
you know,
for guys, not for women.
Masturbate listening to a guy talk to them. How many guys masturbate while listening to other guys? I'm just curious.
You know,
do you?
I do not. But yeah. Not yet, but it's a long life. Who knows? But, you know, I used to date a blind chick. And
really blind?
Yeah, completely blind for about 6 months. And she had a guy in the room. And this is what it used to sound like.
A young man knocks on the door, and a blonde woman...
The guy would sit there and narrate for her. I'm like, baby, can't you just like get into the mood and you can feel what's going on? She goes, no, I need this guy.
20-something in a pink blouse and a ripped denim skirt. She's tan, answers the door. Apparently she doesn't have any money, and so even though she's really appalled by the delivery man's behavior, she has no choice.
Oh, boy.
Now, your blind girlfriend, did she do, like, the whole feel your face to see what you look like?
Nah, but it was so great because, she was such an easy date.
I bet.
Yeah. She's like, well, can we go to the movies? I'm like, nah, you wouldn't enjoy that. And she goes, you want to go?
That's insensitive. She might like to listen to the movies. Just because she can't see them.
I know.
She didn't enjoy them.
She didn't enjoy them.
And also, you could take her to any old place and say it's a really nice place.
Yeah. No, she was very nice, but she broke up with me.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Please. OJ, please.
Because she didn't have a disability?
Nah, she just said she wasn't, she didn't see this thing going much further. And no, honestly,
she didn't see this thing going much further?
She said, listen, you're not my guy.
You're not my type.
Yeah.
You can see.
I was driving home. How about that for depression? You're driving home like, wow, that chick, you can't even see me, broke up with me. How about, what kind of shot do I have with the sight, you know, chicks who can see?
The sighted? Wow.
All right, we got another one here, is that right?
Yes, for your listening pleasure.
Okay, another porno for the blind. Here we go.
The man is rubbing her butt. The man is rubbing her left butt. Then cuts to a shot of the woman displaying her buttocks and from behind. Another cut, the woman is on the bed, herself.
Oh, bobo.
He sounds aroused.
Yeah, he does sound aroused, which is not what you want when you're watching porno. You don't want a guy who's aroused talking to you.
Thank you. I think this is slightly bordering on the creepy right here.
Yeah, this is another reason to, those goggles on when you're in the woodshop.
Now, is this porn for chicks, blind chicks, or is this for guys?
It seems like it's predominantly geared toward men.
Wow.
Doesn't it? But if I might ask a quick question, I thought maybe Slam and Sam could clear this up for me because I am dying to know.
Yes, gorgeous Gina.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The first clip, he mentions a position that I am not familiar with.
Oh, which one?
Have you ever heard of the suspended Congress?
Yes.
Really?
What is it? I know what that is.
That's also lovingly known as sheep position.
What is that?
Suspended Congress?
Oh, wait.
Okay. So it's when you position the girl at the very tip of the bed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So she's like on the edge,
right,
on all fours,
and
you're behind the guy, and it's almost like, whoa, you don't want to fall, so you kind of hold on for dear life. So
it's very exciting for the guy.
And we're getting the visual.
All right.
Yes, see, I'm actually displaying said position for you. See,
Sammy,
like this.
Suspended Congress.
Getcha?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's pretty wild.
It's graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Your underpants are showing again.
Oh, my G-string.
Oh,
man. It's the cougar.
All right. So let's finish this one. Here's a more porno for the blind.
There's another cut of various positions of sexual intercourse. And then a final cut to a doggy-style position.
Wow.
From several angles.
And a break for the blind, huh? Jesus Christ, man.
Why didn't I think of this? I could have started this company.
You gotta wear that mask while you're welding, gang. Don't lose those headlights. Get that idiot in your life. All right, anything else in the news, Gina?
Yes, well, no problem. The radio apocalypse may very well be upon us.
Uh-oh.
It seems the genre of entertainment is exploding with everything from on-air fistfights to off-air firings.
And
this explosion seems to have no end in sight. I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah.
The first in a sequence of radio drama kicked off with some turmoil on the Howard Stern show this week. Mayhem ensued when sidekick Artie Lang got into a fight with his assistant named Teddy and completely interrupted the show. And here's some audio, a first bit of this audio from this historic fight.
Right. And this sounds very authentic.
Absolutely.
I heard this before the show. This sounds like a major fight on the Stern show. I think it happened yesterday morning. Here we go.
Artie, I got to take umbrage with you for one thing.
Howard, you're being wrong.
Can I tell you why I'm right?
You're coddling him.
No,
because,
I'm not.
Because
I'm going to tell you something.
Whatever.
I hear my point of view.
Really, man.
No, I hate you, Ted.
Really, yeah.
Artie, stop it.
Go! Now close the door!
crazy.
Oh, wait a second.
Wow.
I can't talk. Why are you bringing this up?
I don't know. This is real.
I can't hold
it. No, Artie, stop it.
Jesus.
Oh.
What the F is going on
I
here?
I love Robin.
Wow. Robin went even back to the old school days of using the term what the F.
Yeah, but after dropping a bunch of F bombs.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Because none of that worked.
I'm going to get that serious again.
Wow.
All right. Wow, that sounded pretty serious.
Not good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that fight between Artie and Howard does not seem to have a happy ending.
Uh-oh.
We have some audio here of the dismal end of this argument where Artie decides he might have to leave the show.
Oh, Babu, that'd be terrible. Here's Artie leaving the Stern show.
No, because
you
want
be
this.
In control.
You want this,
No,
Howard.
I don't.
Yes, you
I
don't.
Did not want that.
Dude, come on.
You think you know me, but I did not want that.
No, I don't know you, dude.
You don't.
And you don't know me either, evidently.
No, but your job is to stay under control.
And then I can't do
you
my job.
You cannot throw people. You cannot
I can't
throw
guarantee
things
you I will not do that again. All right?
Well, then you can't be here.
Then I won't be here anymore.
You can't, Art.
Okay.
You can't act that
Howard,
way in the
I
business.
I love you, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
I'm an out of control person.
All right, then you can't be here. If you can't control throwing things
I
at
resign.
People.
I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
Then I accept.
Wow, look at that.
There's an opening on the Stern Show.
Yeah, if anybody heard the Stern Show this morning or knows more about what this fight was all about, 520-9710. That's a pretty decent fight. That's some great audio.
And didn't that seem like he was maybe looking for a way out? You know what, then I can't do it anymore. Seems like almost he was setting it up to
depart.
That conversation.
Go out with a bang.
Just the way he said it made me wonder if that might be true.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah. But I mean, it sounds like, you know, when Stern was talking to him here
you cannot
job.
Throw people. You cannot
I can't
throw
guarantee you I will not do that again. All right?
Well, then you can't be here.
Then I won't be here anymore.
You can't, Art.
Okay.
You can't act that
Howard,
way in
I
business.
Love you, but I...
All right, when he said this, this sounds very serious. When he says you can't act that way in business.
You can't, Art.
Okay.
You can't act that
Howard,
way in
I love
business.
You, but I...
That's a very serious tone.
Yeah.
He's like, this is a business, man. You can't throw crap at people or...
I mean,
yeah.
I know it's satellite and stuff, and, you know, there's no holds barred, and, you know, you can say anything you want to, but I think it kind of stops when it gets to fisticuffs, but that's just me.
Oh, Bobo. All right, we got some more radio crap going on, huh?
Yeah.
Everyone split.
It's definitely the end.
It goes from bad to worse?
I think that was probably the worst, but this sucks for Little Miss Randy Rhodes. In this rocky radio news, Air America host Randy Rhodes has been suspended from the station for making inappropriate statements about prominent figures, including Senator Hillary Clinton and Geraldine Ferraro, at a recent public event. Rhodes made the comments and a few other choice remarks during a March 22nd appearance in San Francisco, sponsored by an Air America affiliate station. In a statement issued on the Liberal Radio Network's website, Air America Chairman Charlie Kreiker said that that kind of quote-unquote salty talk has no place in the political dialogue.
Whoa.
And if you don't recall, here's a bit of the dialogue that got Randy Rhodes in so much trouble.
All right, here's Randy Rhodes. And again, she's not doing this on the air. She was doing a stand-up comedy act.
At an event.
In an event.
Right.
And she got fired from her radio job for doing stand-up comedy at a different event.
Are you sure it was stand-up? Or was she just addressing a group of people?
Well,
I don't know what
she was doing.
It was
kind of a performance, but it was sponsored by Air America.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense.
Hillary is a big whore, too, okay?
All right. She called Hillary a big effing whore, and she used the whole effort.
Several times.
Yeah.
All
right, we get it. Now, did she get fired over this?
Well, apparently she's suspended until further notice.
Oh,
without
man.
Pay? Indefinitely?
Indefinitely. That's the word. Thanks,
there
Sam.
There she goes, Randy Rhodes. All right, but the bigger deal was obviously Artie on the Stern Show, because that guy's a big part
of
that
show. Wow, you think that's a bigger deal than Randy Rhodes putting down Hillary Clinton?
Oh,
calling
yeah.
her an effing whore?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody listens to Air America.
That's true.
Everybody listens
but,
to Stern.
I was going to say, really?
Air America?
Stern. No, I mean, not that they don't listen to Stern, but do people really listen to
I think Stern
satellite?
Is probably, you know, 6 or 7 million listeners.
Yeah, they're up about 6 million.
Yeah,
how many listeners do you think Randy Rhodes has?
Maybe 6 or 7. Not that many, dude. Not that many of the people tuning into Air America.
Well, clearly Hillary heard word.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, Sam Simon is with us, and we wanted to talk to Sam because not only is he a friend of Artie's, but also a friend of Howard Stern's. And I went out with Sam Simon to Santa Anita last week. We drove out together. I rarely carpool with anybody because I find everybody irritating.
Do you know that I went out once with Sam Simon?
Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, we could have just picked up the white pages and phoned somebody. You could have said the same thing about that dude.
That's true.
But anyway, so Sam Simon, I went to Santa Anita, then I dropped him off at the amphitheater afterwards. Because Artie Lang was doing a stand-up comedy show, and Sam Simon is working with him on a TV pilot and knows him very well. Sam, you there?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Sam Simon. Say hi to Sam Phillips, also Gina Grads with us.
I know Sam. I know Gina, too.
Hi, Sam.
How you guys doing? Hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, hi. So what's happening? Now, what's the background with you and Artie Lang from the Stern Show? You know him pretty well, huh?
Well, I've known Artie for years. I knew him before the Stern Show. He's friends with Norm McDonald. They did a movie together, and they used to hang around. I used to hang around with them.
Oh, boy.
And when he was 185 pounds.
Wow. And now what is he, 385?
I don't know. He's big.
He's getting there. Yeah. All right, so you saw him over the weekend. He seemed to be pretty cool?
No.
No? Was he irritated?
He had a blow-up at the show, which he talked about. He got furious at the band that opened for him, and he's been fighting with people on the show, on the air, so he's been very strung out, and actually on Monday I was calling around, you know, talking to some other people that know him, and I mean, listen, if you know Artie, he's always been self-destructive, and he's always somebody you worry about. He's been reported dead, and everybody believed it, and
right.
But this time, it seems like he's really gone.
Do you think he's losing it, in a way?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, well, thank God you're getting in business with him right at the perfect time.
No, I think he's cost himself some employment.
Uh-oh. All right, so, but you know, he's got to stay with the Stern Show. I mean, if you do it like Jackie the Joke Man, his whole, you know, all of his business was based on his appearance on the Stern Show.
There's only one Stuttering John that can go to a TV thing. You know.
Well, all right, so what happened with the big fight there? Did you hear it? Did you see it? And what
was it
all about?
I heard it. It was one of those things that I don't think it was really about what it was about. He got mad at his personal assistant about borrowing his passport to Xerox or something. That was supposed to be what it was about. But it's, you know, I think Artie's just living minute to minute and just not feeling good. And I think there's a lot of drinking and maybe drugs involved. And I have a feeling that I would bet anything that he will not be back on the Stern Show on Monday. They're off next week, but I don't think he'll be back the following Monday.
You think he'll ever be back?
You know, anything's possible, but I don't think that.
Have you talked to Stern about it?
No.
All right. We just played a little while ago, and we'll play it for you again here, Sam, just in case you missed it. But Artie Lang quitting the Stern Show.
No, because you
got to be
this.
In control.
You want this?
No,
Howard.
I don't.
Yes, you
I
don't.
Did not want that.
Dude, come on.
You think you know me, but I did not want that.
No, I don't know you, dude.
You don't.
And you don't know me either, evidently.
No, but your job is to stay under control.
And then I can't do my job.
You cannot throw people. You cannot throw things at people.
I can't guarantee you I will not do that again. All right?
Well, then you can't be here.
Then I won't be here anymore.
You can't, Art.
Okay.
You can't act that way in
business.
I
love you, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, okay.
I'm an out-of-control person.
All right, then you can't be here. If you can't control throwing things at people.
I resign. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
Then I accept.
Oh, boy. That sounded pretty serious, dude.
I don't think the reason he won't be back is that he resigned from the show. I think the reason he won't be back is that he attacked someone. You know,
he's an out-of-control person.
On the show. You know, and it's a weird, you know,
Jared,
you go like hostile workplace.
Yeah, and you get sued for that, right?
Well, you can't. I mean, that place is so weird that, you know, a lot of the rules go out the window.
Yeah,
as
the
far
Teddy
as
could,
sexual harassment. And stuff
he
like
could
that,
sue
but,
that Teddy.
But
right.
You know, there was a guy named AJ Benza that was a co-host, sort of in the arty chair for...
Do you remember his fight?
A short time, yeah, and he got in a fight with Stuttering John, and
yep.
that was
so
it.
Long.
Now, they've said that was at CBS, and this, you know, that whatever the rules that they have in, what do they call the department? Human resources.
Human resources.
Yeah, whatever the rules are. Maybe the rules are different. It's serious, but I don't think that's the issue. He slept through the show on Tuesday.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, so.
Have you ever slept through a show, Tim?
Have you ever slept with Sam Phillips?
We went out once, Sam Simon.
We had dinner with somebody, with a chaperone once.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I see. All right. Yeah. That sounds like a fun evening.
We never did anything
all
beyond
right. the... You want to plug that foundation of yours again?
Listen, if anyone out there, and as soon as I hang up, Tim is going to rag on me for this, for some crazy thing that only he thinks is funny. But if you should get your dog spayed or neutered, go to the samsimonfoundation.org website, and we'll do it for free.
Wow.
And also, if you can show low income... We'll do any operation your dog needs once a week. If it's
right.
got eye problems, teeth problems, if it's got tumors, if it's
wow.
like, just go
Are
to
you
us.
Serious?
Yes. Yeah.
And we'll take care of it for nothing.
All right. As long as you can
stand. Yeah, but as Tim said, you got to show, you got to prove.
That you're indigent.
Yeah, that you can't afford it yourself.
So you bring in your last tax returns or something?
It's like the peasants. It's like the peasants.
You bring a pay stub. Now, that's
a pay stub.
I know. We got to take a break. But listen, if you bring your pay stub, and you show you're a peasant to the king, he will
deem you a free surgery.
He will let you into the castle and treat your pet for free.
That's right.
He won't let you in. He'll just let your pet in.
All right. Thanks, Sammy.
Okay.
All right. There
bye,
he goes,
Sam.
Everybody. Sam Simon.
I had
Simon.
No idea about that foundation. That's
yeah,
really,
the Sam
really
Simon
wonderful.
Foundation. Shut up, Jerry.
Jeez Louise.
God damn it. That's irritating.
For a small person, he's got a big mouth.
All right. But, yeah, if you are totally broke, Sam will help you out with your dog. But you've got to go on your hands and knees with your... burlap sack on.
Now, if I'm totally broke, will he pay my rent or just take
no,
care of my animal?
No, he's just going to take care of your animal.
Okay. That's cool. I'll take that.
Yeah, if you crawl in there all dirty and you're like the guy, you know, who is the kid? Can I have some more?
Oliver Twist.
Can I have some more,
girl?
May I have some more, please? may I have my dog's shins looked at, please? Yes, you may, young man. How much do you make a year?
More? You want
four
more?
Pence. I make 4 pence a year. I will help your dog, young man. You want more surgery? Ugh. All right, Gina, anything else in the news?
That's what's happening.
All right, Gina in the news, everybody.
The news with Gina Grass.
Sammy, it's called deodorant. Look into it.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
I'm kicking somebody's butt around
man.
Here.
All right, we got to take a break. Sam Phillips is with us. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.